Now, the dissolution of the gas into the raindrop involves a two-stage mixing process. First, we get transfer of the gas to the liquid, which is generally fast, and then we get mixing within the drop, which due to the size of the drop is a slower process than the actual transfer. For a typical gas and a typical raindrop, it'll be 50% saturated in 300 milliseconds. Similar things happening in the ocean, where we're getting gas hitting the surface of the ocean. We're calling that dry deposition. Remember, it'd be wet deposition if the gas went into the raindrop and the raindrop hit the surface of the ocean. But where the gas actually directly hits the ocean, it's dry deposition. Now, our flux of the gas, or it could be a solid, into the ocean is described by F for flux equals the deposition velocity, V sub G, and then it's multiplied by the concentration of the gas phase minus the concentration of the liquid. Now, in this expression then, everything is in sort of reasonably standard sort of units in terms of our concentrations. The deposition velocity is typically expressed as centimetres per second, which will give us a value for our flux, typically in moles per metre squared per second. So it's an amount of material going through a metre squared per a unit time, and the unit time in this case is typically a second. Yeah. Now, moles per litre. Yeah. Yeah. Now, in this case here, you've just got to be careful then. I can ask this thing in terms of final units for the flux. I can give you concentrations in whatever units that I need to. You've got to make sure that the units all work so that the flux comes out in the correct unit. That's all. So standard conversion stuff from first year. Now, with these sort of ones here, you get worried because this is a very simple looking little equation, okay? And so I'm expecting you can jump in and do it, even if you haven't had a lot of practice, because it is so straightforward. The only thing involved is unit conversions.